Old grains are becoming new again as people look for more ways to incorporate whole grains into their diets. Hello, I'm Nicole Heslop with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Farro wheat was used more than 2,000 years ago during ancient Rome and is becoming popular again today. Registered dietitian Gail Fiem says farro is very similar to durum wheat, which is grown in the Midwest.
So when you think of farro, that's an ancient type of durum wheat. It's grown a little bit now in the United States, but it's grown some in Italy, and Ethiopia still grows some.
Viem, who is president of the Wheat Foods Council, says farro makes really great pasta.
Usually it's hulled or semi-hulled or pearled, they call it, where the outer bran layer has been removed, because farro has a harder outer kernel than durum wheat. And so that's one of the reasons why the U.S. changed over and doesn't plant as much of the farro as the durum. The durum is easier to harvest and to get rid of that outer layer.
Viem says almost all wheat varieties have similar nutritional benefits, but she says farro loses some fiber during processing.
The harder varieties have higher protein than the softer varieties, but they're all nutritious.
Farro, also called emmer, has been found to have higher levels of antioxidants. One cup of farro contains 8 grams of fiber, 7 grams of protein, and is also a good source of iron. I'm Nicole Heslop with Healthy Living on Brownfield.